Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Trina, the White House is set to pause federal grants and loans starting Tuesday, and this is potentially going to impact a number of organizations that rely on financial funds from Washington to help out with certain initiatives. Just wanted to get your thoughts overall in terms of the news with this policy going into effect.
Yeah, so I will say at United Way, we are very concerned about these changes today and the speed with which they are coming. We focus on systems at United Way, and what we know about systems is that they are very complex. And when these things are coming out like this so fast and furiously, I want your listeners to think about the game of Jenga. You pull one peg out, and perhaps the peg does need some sort of adjustment to make something work more, better, or different. But when that peg comes out, all these other pegs fall too. They may be pegs you did not intend. They have consequences that you don't foresee. And it just causes problems that, you know, folks in community, nonprofits specifically, have to try to figure out how to respond to. And it's not easy on a best day. But when it's coming out like this, it makes it that much harder.
What are some of the initiatives or programs or organizations that you know will face any sort of immediate effects of this policy being put in place?
So I'll tell you about United Way's programs. There's several programs that United Way runs or facilitates that rely upon federal funding. So some of your listeners may be familiar with VITA, which is the free tax prep. But what they may be less familiar with is our emergency food and shelter program, which is federally funded and helps folks, service their immediate needs around rental assistance and eviction and, negotiation with landlords. Food certainly speaks for itself. You know, you need to feed your children. You know, these are funds that we rely upon, you know, to put into community to do that. But also it's things like cancer research and domestic violence programs. The nonprofits that are working in communities, whether or not it's ours or someplace else in the country, we are dealing with the very layered issues that cause a community to have stress and for folks to not be able to thrive. So in any one agency, you may have multiple different programs that are being run to address multiple issues, because again, systems are multi-layered. If a family is struggling with housing, they're automatically going to struggle educating their children. And if they're struggling educating their children, then their children are going to have a hard time being self-sufficient adults themselves. So there's very few organizations out here, Braden, that are working on just one thing. They have to touch multiple things, because that's how issues work.
Is there anything that, from your perspective with United Way, that you're kind of having to adjust on the fly in order to properly adjust to the way that this plan from Washington is kind of affecting things?
Sure. So I can tell you our finance team was very busy today trying to understand the deadline, the complexities, trying to get invoices and things submitted, which I'm sure is happening all across our community. Last week we started to try to understand some of the agencies that where we fund programs, what, if any, data story we have there about the federal, how reliant they may be on federal funding and things of that nature. Again, things, Braden, are happening so quickly that we are trying desperately to wrap our arms around it so that we would be in the best position possible to advocate on behalf of ourselves and other nonprofits, to be able to provide that nonprofit support, which is so critical to our mission. We are really trying to understand and hope to become more of a resource, for information and advocacy and the things that we understand to be true. But right now, United Way, like every other organization, we're really drinking from a fire hose. And that's unfortunate.
There are some locally elected officials that believe that this is not going to be an issue that drags on too long. Are you concerned that it's the opposite, that this could drag longer than maybe expected? Or does it even matter to you whether this drags on short term or long term?
No, I think, in my mind, Braden, what I've been thinking about today is that even if it's just a day or 2 days, folks in these nonprofits are trying to figure out what to do, trying to understand the implications. And so what that means is they have a disruption in their service delivery that's not monetary. We're focused on other things to try to make sure that we can move forward. There's backlog to consider. If you're an organization that runs a suicide prevention hotline, that has government funding in it. One day, 1 hour could be critical. So whether or not it lasts again till midnight tonight or for some period of time longer than that, it means just total disruption and a lack of focus when we are nonprofit organizations that are committed to individuals who need us in our communities in which we serve. And so anything that distracts us from that is harmful, no matter how long it lasts. But at United Way, we continue to monitor things very closely. Our team, we've been on the phone with one another practically daily, trying to understand what we've seen the day before, try to assess what may come, what signals we're hearing and things. But what I want your listeners to know, Braden, ultimately, is that this is not the other person's problem. Even if you are a person who has been fortunate enough in your life to never need a not-for-profit for direct services for yourself or your own family members, what you have to understand is that if your neighbors need it, your neighbors are the folks that are working in jobs which you need, the grocery store, the bank, the doctor's office. And if there's disruption in their lives with childcare or food or rent or any other thing, that is coming to your doorstep. The question just is, where is the doorstep? Is it your workplace? Is it your home? Is it you personally? We need to think in a community-minded way that helps us to understand that even though we don't understand the system, even though we may not be part of the system, we all have to acknowledge minimally that a system exists. Anytime something is out of sync, it's going to be a problem.